Don't be stingy. Don't be mean. Keep our parks safe and clean. Don't be stingy. Don't be mean. Keep our parks safe and clean. Don't be stingy.
For 8 years, SEIU Local 73 has honored the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King through a dinner and a demonstration. The dinner is to celebrate Dr. King and his memory and the work that he did for civil rights and for labor rights. The demonstration is with a particularly difficult target, an employer that's been giving SEIU Local 73 some trouble. This year, that's the Chicago Park District. But the problems that the local faces are not just with the Chicago Park District, but the problems here are reflected throughout the area.
I'm Dave Jackson from the city of North Chicago.
D. Tate, I'm from the city of North Chicago, to support our brothers and sister, SEIU Local 73. Dr. Martin Luther King fought for the service workers as well, and we are the service workers. So Dr. Martin Luther King, we're here too, so we're here for a dual reason.
Dean Johnson and D. Tate are both stewards for SEIU Local 73 in North Chicago. They came down with colleagues of theirs to show support for the Chicago Park District employees and to celebrate Dr. King. Another SEIU Local 73 steward also came down from Lake County. This is Dave Duvall, who came from Waukegan.
My name's Dave Duvall. I'm from Waukegan Public School District 60. My fellow brother union members and sisters are down here protesting the Park District cutbacks over the past couple of years, and I feel it's my duty to support their efforts.
Do you think this is important for the kind of things you'll be seeing up in Waukegan?
Right now, Waukegan is coming up on a referendum issue. If a referendum doesn't pass, it will mean major cutbacks to our district.
So this is the same kind of fight that we're having here in Chicago, is that right?
That's correct. These people are fighting all the cutbacks that everybody's doing them. The staff, the management seems to be getting the big raises. They seem to be getting nothing.
This is an event for SEIU Local 73. They do it every year in memory of Dr. King. Do you think that that's particularly relevant to the kind of fights we're starting to see today?
I believe Dr. King was for the people, for proper labor techniques, fairness, and everything else. And I believe the Chicago Park District is not being fair to these people at all.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, staff cuts has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, staff cuts has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
For many residents of Chicago, their art education is in the Park District. This is Pam Hobbs, an art instructor for the Park District.
My name is Pamela Hobbs. I've worked for the Chicago Park District as an hourly art craft instructor since June 1992. I've always worked 30 hours a week. In late November, I learned from my union representative that I was among the hourly employees who was slated to have my hours cut to 20 hours a week. I went to a public hearing before the Chicago Board of Commissioners and read a prepared statement voicing my objections to the proposed reduction in my hours, describing my hard work and commitment to my job, and requesting a reinstatement of my hours to 30 per week. Recently, I've learned that my hours will not be cut, only shuffled around a bit to accommodate teaching a senior painting class. I'm very relieved that but I still feel very uneasy about the security of my job and unhappy about the direction that I see the Chicago Park District moving in. Over the 9.5 years that I have worked for the Park District, I've seen a steady reduction in the number of full-time monthly positions. Particularly in the arts, I've seen monthly jobs disappearing. As people quit or retire, their jobs leave with them. They're not replaced. I've worked at 4 parks in the North Region. 6 years ago, there were 3 full-time art instructors and 2 hourly instructors. Now there's only 1 hourly instructor, me. 2 full-time art instructors retired, and 1 quit because of sickness. Their positions were eliminated. The other hourly art instructor resigned when he found a new job. His position also was eliminated. The Chicago Park District is supposed to provide low-cost recreation programs for the communities it serves. Ideally, instructors who work within this system can share their skills and expertise building programs for a full variety of ages and levels. This can create a mutually satisfying relationship for the teacher and students. We, as teachers, encourage our students to develop new skills and new ways to express themselves. It is exciting for us to advance this process and to witness the development and transformation of our students. Our students are enriched and fulfilled in the process. Our love for what we do is what motivates many of us to continue working here at the Chicago Park District. For the past several years, our employer has been casually cutting monthly positions from the budget. They say, who are we hurting if we eliminate jobs that are now vacant as people retire? Everyone, we say, because you are taking away our opportunities for promotions. You are hurting our communities because you are eliminating low-cost recreation programs in their neighborhoods and forcing people to look elsewhere. Hourly employees who already have to try to make do with less money and fewer benefits have the added indignity of having to worry about their hours being casually slashed. I was lucky enough to not have my hours cut this year. Other hourly employees were not so lucky. We do not feel appreciated. We see our opportunities for promotions disappearing, and we feel insecure about the stability of our jobs. This does not create a healthy work environment. The Chicago Park District should show its appreciation for its workers by reinstating the hours cut from hourly employees and by bargaining in good faith to create a contract that delineates a system based on seniority for promoting hourly employees to monthly positions.
Thank you. Tom Southern is a supervisor for the Park District and a member of SEIU Local 73.
The reason why we are here protesting is because of budget cuts, cuts in staff, and cuts in programs. The Park District has not been fair to the union or fair to the employees at all. And it's time we put a stop to it. And it stems from the mayor not being supportive of any of the unions in the city of Chicago. I mean, if you think about it, the Chicago Police Department doesn't have a union contract. The Fire Department doesn't have a union contract. And now the Park District, we don't have a union contract. And he talks about he wants to be reelected again. He has to really think about it. You know, who comes first? You know, and it's the small people who's being hurt. He made a statement last week. He's all for union, but he's not showed it yet.
What kind of the cuts been deep that you're talking about at the Park District?
Yeah, it's been real deep because it's no way possible a family can support, you know, nobody working 20 hours can support a family working at all. And that's been our biggest problem, you know. And the Park District doesn't understand, you know, it hurts the hourly employee because they can't get their benefits as far as hospitalization. And that hurts. You know, you're talking about a family of four. You know, where can they go for hospitalization? You know, this is supposed to be not, you're supposed to live in the United States and everybody's supposed to be fair, but they don't care about the unions.
Now, who are the people now? You're saying that they're getting people to work at 20 hours. Now, what are they doing? Have people been working more and they're cutting them back to 20?
Yes, they've been working like 30 hours and they cut them back to 20. It's simply because they know if the hourly employee working 30 hours can get their benefit hours as far as hospitalization and benefit time. But if they cut them back to 20 hours, the Park District is not obligated to give them benefit time, none whatsoever. And that's completely wrong to an employee who looks forward to that. You know, their family.
Now, we're also out here honoring the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. Do you think that's an appropriate time for us to be out here protesting around the Park District issues?
I think it is. I really do. I think if times have changed from how it used to be 20 or 30 years ago, it's still the same. I mean, the unions are still not getting the respect and the support in the big corporations like we're supposed to at all, you know. It's like the union man doesn't have a fair chance, none whatsoever, whatever he does.
You know? Thank you.
Thank you.
Give us more staff to make their programs last.
Chula Ortiz is a member of the negotiations committee for the union.
Well, we've been asking for negotiations, administration, for our contracts to renew it, but to date there's none. So, you know, we're still under negotiations. To date, nothing has been settled. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. A few things, very minor things, have been settled.
Right. One of the issues that people have been talking about here on the picket line is the issue of cutbacks on hours. Do you think that's an important issue? Is that affecting a lot of people that work for the Park District?
Absolutely. Right now, we have a lot of families who are single or the only source of income, and they've been cut down from 40 hours to 30 hours. Now they've been cut down to under 20 hours.
Oh, that hurts. So it's hard enough, I'm sure, to make a living at 30 or 40 outside of making a living at 20 hours a week. Now, one of the things that's been real important is to have everybody stick together, the hourly and the monthly and everything. Has that been a good part of what's been going on here with the Park District?
We have union stewards that are new, such as myself, and we're out there convincing, and we really see the changes out there, so we can relay that to our members.
Now, one of the things that we also are doing today is honoring the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. Do you think that's an appropriate time for us to come together to support the Park District workers as well as to honor Dr. King?
Most definitely. He was for equality and for peace and working together. And that's exactly what we need to do, is work together.
Thank you.
Well, we've been asking for negotiations, administration, for our contracts to renew it, but to date there's none. So, you know, we're still under negotiation.
What's been happening in Chicago's parks is not new for the Chicago Park District or for other sections of the public sector. Cynthia Rodriguez, Vice President of SEIU Local 73 and Chief Negotiator for the Park District Negotiations, talks about the history of staff declines, staff cuts, and the problems faced by Park District employees.
Since 1995, 45% of our citywide monthly positions have been decreased in this Park District. That means, but every 10 monthly positions we had in 1995, we only have 5 of them now. And right here in Union Park, they had 11 monthly positions, and now there are only 4. Harrison Park had 15, and now there are only 7. Peterson, 7.5, now only 2. Forest Park had 18, now only 9. West Pullman had 18 to 8 positions. Our monthly positions have turned into hourly positions. When they first started off, our hourlies were working 30 hours a week. No family health care, no vacations, and no holidays. January 1st, 2001, Central Region, Southeast Region, and a few of the North Region parks cut their hourlies from 30 hours a week to 20 hours a week. January 1st, 2002, the North Region, the Southwest Region cut their hourlies to 20 hours a week. And in the Southeast Region, where this is the second cut for the second year in the roll, they are now down under 20 hours. Some people from West Pullman working 15 hours, 3 hours a day, from 3 to 6 o'clock. We can't take that anymore. After me, there are going to be a couple of other speakers who are going to talk about how that affects our parks. They could do a lot better than I can, since they are in the trenches. But what I would like to talk to you about is, last year we did meet with the administration of David Doy, and he told us of why he felt we no longer needed the monthly positions and why we should be going to an hourly part-time workforce. David Doy said that now there are leagues that take care of a lot, and all we have to do is rent the parks out to the park leagues, and they take care of the soccer and the baseball, and we're going into more of a renting of our parks. He also said that a lot of our children enjoy the skate parks, and now they can go into independent play, playing in the skates, and they don't need staff as much as they did before. He said things are changing from the way they were 20 years ago. Well, after we left the meeting, I could say we only agreed on one thing. Yes, things are changing from 20 years ago. Now we feel that 20 years ago, there were more, you know, once in a while you could see a mother in the house that could take care of the children after school. But nowadays, that's not the way it is. There are more needs for our children to have places like the parks to come up to play with guidance than there ever was before. We see report after report talking about how our children are overweight. Well, whose place is to help us to get rid of that? That is for the parks, for the places where children can play. I feel, and we all feel, that David Doy needs to come out to the parks and his administrations a lot more than just for the budget hearings, or just to come out when he has a public hearing, a park district board meeting. He needs to come out at random and have his administrations come out at random, because if he did, he'd see the situations that we see.
He up there. The women at Lake Meadow, who was early fall when her rec leader was sick, had to take care of 60 children in a playground by herself. Now, she did a good job, but there's no reason for that to be happening. He could talk to the attendant at Austin Town Hall, who for a week had to take care of a class for a rec leader who was sick, and then the week after he was frustrated because the park wasn't clean. At Amazon Pool, where we have 2 lifeguards, 19-year-old lifeguards, taking care of other kids. When one is sick, there is a 19-year-old taking care of it all by himself. We have special rec leaders who should be doing special rec. And instead, we're becoming rec leaders in the summer instead of doing the special programs like a puppet program or the woodshop program that they're supposed to be doing. Right here at Union Park, there was an aerobic instructor who had a fantastic program. But she left the parks because she wanted a full-time position. Talk to the park supervisor right here at Union Park, who had to wait 2 months before she could rehire another person instructor for the aerobics track. Talk to people into coming back into the aerobics program, only to have that person leave. And then what is she supposed to do? How many times did she go back to the same well to try to get somebody to do the programs? What they would find out is that we are just getting by, and our public and our children and seniors deserve a lot more than just getting by. This is what's happening in the prosperous years. And now we are in a recession. We have to see, you know, we have to make sure that our children and our public deserves better than that.
This is Wayne Heimbach, and you're listening to Labor Express Radio.